Nothing shines like Brisbane in summer. And this bumper edition of Living in Brisbane Live has plenty of free and affordable ideas to help you get out and about amongst the fun. Start your festive season with all the joy and magic that Christmas in Brisbane has to offer. Kick back with some hot summer reads or cool off with $2 summer dips. All this and more in this edition of Living in Brisbane Live.
Hi, Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner here. Our council is committed to helping Brisbane residents tackle rising living costs. That's why we're investing $80 million this year in cost of living measures and supporting a growing range of free and affordable events. An initiative I'm really excited about is our $2 summer dips. From the 1st of December, the entry cost to council's 22 fantastic pools will drop to just $2 for adults and children throughout the summer. There's no limit. Residents can go as often as they like. For a family of four, the cost of a trip to their local pool will fall from $20.15 to just $8. Regardless of whether you're keen to cool off with the kids or a regular lap swimmer, I hope all residents make the most of our $2 summer dips.
Our busy buses have a new home. Brisbane Metro's electric vehicle fleet will soon call Rochdale home as Australia's largest and most technologically advanced bus depot nears completion. The depot will set a new standard in sustainability, featuring five fast chargers that can charge a metro in just over 6 minutes, as well as 60 slow chargers designed to optimise battery life. Metros will run along dedicated busways on two lines between 8 Mile Plains and Roma Street, and Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital and the University of Queensland. The Brisbane Metro services are set to commence in late 2024, with turn-up-and-go services every 5 minutes at peak times. How can you celebrate Christmas in Brisbane like never before? It's the most magical time of the year, and there's plenty to enjoy as the city comes alive. Experience the magic of Christmas on Queen, with decorations, pop-up performances and roving entertainment along Queen Street Mall daily from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and 4:30 to 9 p.m. during late-night shopping. Enjoy the Lot by Golden Casket City Hall lights every evening from 7:30 p.m. to midnight at King George Square and be captivated as Brisbane's iconic City Hall is transformed into a Christmas story by using stunning visuals and sounds. Also in King George Square, you'll find handmade goods from more than 60 talented local designers at the Bristyle Twilight Markets from 4 to 9 p.m. on December 15 and 22. Stroll through the market set against the backdrop of Brisbane's stunning Christmas tree and City Hall lights. Visit christmasinbrisbane.com.au for Christmas in Brisbane updates. As the cost of living goes up, Council is keeping down the cost of staying cool and having fun. So to chat more about it, here's Richard from Brisbane City Council. Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm great, Sharon. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And I really want to know, what's the $2 Summer Dips program?
This initiative was announced as part of the 2023-24 budget and from the Lord Mayor to provide relief to the community around the cost of living and to our residents and offering more opportunities for people to have fun, you know, for fitness and recreation in a local community. So it will run from 1st of December all the way through to the 29th of February. So allowing residents from all over Brisbane and beyond to patronise their local aquatic centre, one of which we have 22 within Brisbane City Council. So there's one very close to pretty much most people. It's a great opportunity for families and people to find ways to keep kids entertained, to get out, to keep fit whilst trying to cool themselves down and in what we can only expect is another beautiful, hot, you know, Queensland summer.
I think it's a great initiative because with the cost of living, there's going to be a lot of people who stay home and they're going to be looking for things to do. So this initiative is absolutely fantastic. $2 Summer Dips program from when again?
Yeah, so starting on the 1st of December and running all the way through to the 29th of February 2024. So the entire duration of the summer period, it'll be running.
What about a person with a disability and their carer?
Yes. So all council pools, so all 22, are on a Queensland government's companion card, which will allow free entry for anyone accompanying a person with a disability who requires attendant care and support. So that will happen throughout the duration of this and beyond.
That's wonderful. Got any safety tips for our families heading off to the pool?
Oh, I sure do. I think as the warm weather heads up and more people head there, it's really important to keep safety at the forefront of your mind. You know, pools can be a dangerous space. So it's always about being alert, you know, supervising your children around water at all times. Don't take your eyes off them. You know, always great one to learn CPR that can benefit, you know, your own family immediately or someone that's around that you might find yourself having to help. And always follow the pool's conditions of entry, which will explicitly talk about what, you know, what is required when you go into the site and how you to make sure that you remain safe. And council also endorses the role of safety's keep watch program, encourage parents and guardians to always supervise their children at all time around water because it can be quite dangerous. So a wonderful place to go and have fun. But be mindful that it is dangerous if we lose sight of our children to those young ones, especially those that are not yet proficient swimmers.
Are there lifeguards on at the pools?
Oh, yes. So each pool will have a lifeguard and depending on the volume of people, will determine how many lifeguards there are. So they are there and they're available to assist when needed, but it definitely takes nothing away from the need for parents to remain vigilant and supervise their children at all times.
And if people want to find out more information about the $2 Summer Dips program, where can they go?
Very easy, Sharon. They simply go to the Brisbane City Council website, so brisbane.qld.gov.au, and type into the search bar $2 Summer Dips. And you know, you can write $2 or you can just put the numerical $2 in there, and that will lead you straight to all the information you need to know about this program and how to take advantage of it.
What could you do with a great big hole in the ground? Let your imagination run wild. Share your ideas and help us create a vision to reimagine the future of Mount Coot and Pine Mountain quarries as world-class destinations. Brisbane City Council owns these valuable quarries that continue to support road construction and recycling. However, now's the time to plan to transform these areas into something remarkable when the current operations cease. So put your thinking caps on and register your interest online at brisbane.qld.gov.au and have your say.
Discounted general entry fees for Brisbane City Council pools means $2 summer dips for more pool trips. Dip, dip, hooray. This is Brisbetter. Search Council Pools to find out more. Terms and conditions apply.
Want some kid-friendly DIY Christmas ideas this year? Get crafty this Christmas by making your decorations and gifts at our festive DIY workshops in Brisbane Parks. From woodworking in the park in Tennyson, where you can design and build your own little Christmas tree, to upcycling materials to make decorations in West End, there's plenty of opportunities to get crafty. Visit Council's website, What's on Pages, and search Christmas for these and other Christmas events, including details about cost and age recommendations. Thinking of buying local these holidays? Here's why it's a win for everyone. When you're thinking about gift shopping, start by thinking local. Brisbane suburbs are rich with iconic shopping precincts, thanks to Council's Growing Precincts Together program. Businesses in Rosalie Village, Paddington and Wynnum Town Centre have benefited from retail and business experts to help make your shopping experience a true delight. Gift-giving inspiration starts in Rosalie. Find spices for the home chef in your life from Rosalie Gourmet Market. Meat at Billy's has some great suggestions for pairing your festive meats and wines. At Wynnum Town Centre, Little Toy Tribe feels like a trip into Santa's workshop with beautiful toys. Elevate your festive decor and find modern gifts for every family member at Halley Home. And other hotspots for festive shopping include Paddington Terraces, Nunda, Bulimba, Manly Harbour, Ashgrove West and Racecourse Road, Ascot. Looking for sun-safe playgrounds? Brisbane playgrounds are becoming more sun-safe as shade sails continue to be installed across Brisbane. In the first year of the program, Council's already installed 50 shade sails as part of the Sun-Safe Suburban Playgrounds program. This program aims to keep playgrounds cool and safe so kids can learn and grow even when the summer sun is shining. Parks and playgrounds are important for families with busy children, as well as catching up with friends in a healthy outdoor location. This is why Council continues to invest in clean and green initiatives for new parks and upgrades to existing sites. Search SunSafe Brisbane Playgrounds on our website to find out more. Where can you find free and affordable holiday fun? School holiday adventures and memories await with plenty of free and affordable activities on offer. The Lord Mayor's Children's Program is always popular, and with shows across December and January, the whole family will love the musical performances hosted in our majestic City Hall. Keen to enjoy the great outdoors? Fishing, kayaking and stand-up paddleboarding are always summer favourites. There's plenty of suburban festive cheer being sprinkled across Brisbane, with Christmas carols and library events happening in Manly West, Brackenridge, Toowong and more. Older kids can take advantage of their very own creative space at Visible Inc., with workshops and events supporting young people aged 12 to 25. Just head to brisbane.qld.gov.au for more details. Ready for New Year recycling resolutions? How to start fresh. This year, go beyond reduce, reuse, recycle to build stronger habits and set positive recycling intentions with these sustainability basics. Refuse single-use items and carry your own reusable straws, bags, and cutlery. Rethink the need for new items and consider buying secondhand. Reduce buying plastic products. Seek alternatives such as bamboo, metal, and glass. Reuse items like takeaway containers, Ziploc bags, and gift wrap. Repair belongings such as clothing to extend their life. Refurbish an existing piece of furniture or decor with a fresh coat of paint. Repurpose resources such as old textiles for new uses. Recycle with the Brisbane Bin and Recycling app to get the right thing in the right bin. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au and search Reducing Waste at Home for ways to reduce your waste headed for landfill. Half-price green bins makes garden waste just go away. We know Brisbane residents are working harder than ever to make our city clean, green and sustainable, with thousands of green bins ordered over the last 4 months. Since slashing green bin prices in July to less than a dollar per week, more than 5,100 green bins have been ordered by households across Brisbane. Green waste recycling bins are an easy, affordable way to recycle your green waste, including grass clippings, small garden prunings, palm fronds and excess shrubbery, to help create a high-quality compost and keep your yard clear for storm season. There's still plenty of time to make a difference and divert your green waste from landfill by ordering a green bin. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au and search Green Waste Recycling Service to place a green bin order online or phone council on 3403 8888. Planning on a big clean out? Got your free waste vouchers yet? Don't miss out. Take advantage of Council's free waste vouchers these holidays. Each Brisbane household, including renters, receives 10 vouchers, each worth 100 kilograms, to drop off general waste or green waste for free at any of Council's four resource recovery centres every financial year. Recyclables and treasure trove donations can be dropped off year-round for free. And if you haven't used your free waste vouchers yet, now's the time to make the most of this free service from Council. No time to waste. How is Brisbane City Council helping households? Rebates, more recycling in public places, and food waste recycling. These are just some of the ways Council is proposing to help residents save and become more sustainable. Our draft new Towards Zero Waste strategy includes adding more eligible items to the compost rebate program, installing 1,500 new park recycling bins across Brisbane, and expanding Brisbane's food waste recycling service. Do you love these ideas? Or do you think there's more we can do? With consultation open until December 23, now's the time to have your say on making Brisbane cleaner, greener, and more sustainable. When you're hungry, you want food fast, right? Well, how about food trucks at your fingertips? Did you know you can now find food trucks and their locations on the Brisbane app? Inspire your next culinary adventure and find who's serving near you with an interactive map. And why not put the call out to have your next event catered? Join thousands of Brisbane residents already enjoying the Brisbane app every month and discover what's going on in your neighbourhood. What's making local news? Solar Success, Council's initiative to help Brisbane community clubs fight the cost of electricity, has reached a special milestone. The Resilient Club Support Program has helped 60 clubs to connect to solar power. It's estimated the program saves $240,000 in energy costs annually across participating clubs and community groups. Adventure starts at home. Ready to explore Brisbane's hidden gems? If you've decided to stay in Brisbane these holidays, but you're still keen to quench your thirst for adventure, our city has plenty to see and do, from the mountains to the sea. Lookouts. While Mount Cutha is a must-do, the Mount Gravatt Outlook Reserve offers a glimpse of Moreton Bay Islands, Diagula Ranges, and the Glasshouse Mountains on a clear day. Exploring nature. Immerse yourself in nature and explore Brisbane's bushland reserves, including Anstead Bushland Reserve, Brisbane Koala Bushlands at Burbank, Boondall Wetlands or Tinchitamba Wetlands further north. And Bayside, take a walk at Manly along the sand and cool off at the Wynnum Wading Pool while taking in sweeping views of the bay. Or escape north and visit Shorncliffe and Sandgate Seaside. Go to the Brisbetter Explore section on Council's website for inspiration. Cruise the Brisbane River Heritage Trail. Have you experienced it yet? Wind back time and immerse yourself in audio reenactments with Council's first heritage trail by CityCat.
The construction of the Grey Street Bridge was halted when one of the most unusual fires in the history of Brisbane broke out 100 feet below the surface of the Brisbane River.
The Brisbane River Heritage Trail is an educational and engaging way to experience the city by water. Cruise past 32 historic places between North Shore Hamilton and UQ St Lucia ferry terminals to discover how Brisbane became the River City. Learn about landmarks, including the Story Bridge, Kay's Rocks, Hamilton Villas, and the recently restored home, also known as Lamb House. The full trail takes 1.5 hours one way, or dip in and out by exploring select places by theme. You can also hop on and off to link with other heritage trails through South Bank and the city. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au and search Heritage Trails for more information.
Brisbane just keeps getting better. There's now free off-peak travel for Brisbane's most mature citizens. Senior go-kart users get free off-peak travel on Brisbane City Council buses, city cats and ferries. Find out more. Go to Council's website and search Free Seniors Travel or call Council on 3403 8888. This is Brisbetter and it's right here, right now. Conditions and exclusions apply.
How to get active in Brisbane for less. Have fun with a few of these. Get your 2024 off to a fun and healthy start with some of Council's best sporting activities. Here's six sports to try in the new year. Pickleball. It's a fun mix of table tennis, badminton and tennis. Pickleball's taking Brisbane by storm with Council courts now located across the city. Stand-up paddleboarding. Book yourself in and reap the benefits of this relaxing activity. Walking football. Just like the traditional game, but modified to be low impact. Disc golf, also known as frisbee golf, simply launch plastic discs into a target basket. Parkour, complete an obstacle course by climbing, swinging, jumping and rolling. And Quidditch, the Harry Potter-inspired game, is a real-life team sport, complete with broomsticks. Search Unique Sports on Council's website. Hot Summer Reads. What's sizzling at your local library? Pick up the hottest and most popular titles this summer and read for free with these top picks curated by Brisbane City Council Libraries. Here's a few ideas in adult fiction. Darling Girls by Sally Hepworth, The Thursday Murder Club series by Richard Osman, and Lola in the Mirror by Trent Dalton. Or maybe adult non-fiction. Wifedom, Mrs. Orwell's Invisible Life by Anna Funder, Prehistoric Joy by Andrew Snedden, Best Wishes by Richard Glover Jr., Biddy Garling, Big Rain by Anita Heiss, Nothing Alike by Zulan Moore, and The Boy Who Slept Through Christmas by Matt Lucas. And for young adults, Wolf Girl series by Ando, The Last Hours, Chain of Thorns by Cassandra Clare, and Stella Loon by Shannon Messenger. Library membership is free, so sign up at your local library. If your ideal summer holiday includes reading in peaceful solitude or sharing a favourite page-turner before bedtime with the kids, Council's free summer reading program is for you. Council's 33 libraries will host the summer reading program from December 9 until January 21. Participants can earn a stamp each time they complete a summer reading challenge to collect a total of 10 stamps and be eligible to enter the summer reading lucky prize draw. Be water-wise this summer. Here's five tips to help you start today. The weather's heating up, so you're probably tempted to use more water to cool off and keep your home and garden looking fresh. Here are some of Council's favourite bill-busting tips to save water and money this summer. Update your showerhead to a 3-star AAA rating, which can save 11 litres of water per minute. Use a pool cover to reduce evaporation, saving up to 200 litres per day. Limit how often and when you wash your car and wash it on the lawn. Install an affordable drip irrigation system in your garden. And plant more natives. They love our climate and don't need as much water. Keep your garden looking gorgeous with these five water-saving tips. Summer's here, so we've asked Council's expert landscapers for their helpful tips to save water and keep your garden thriving. Composting is a wonderful way to build organic matter into your soil. Mowing your lawn will discourage weeds and provide mulch from the clippings. Water your garden in the morning for maximum effect. Safe use of grey water is great for lawns, trees, and even native plants. And don't forget that native plants are built for Brisbane's subtropical climate and don't need as much water in summer. Go to our website to find out more about composting, free native plants, and how to safely use grey water in your garden. Thank you, Brisbane. You've helped more than 100 charities, and the results are huge. The Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust distributed close to 100 grants to charities so far in 2023, with more to be distributed before Christmas. Some charities supported include Access Arts, Baby Give Back, Best Life, Care Kits for Kids, Little Stars Kids, Mummy's Wish, Red Rose Foundation, Rise Up, and The Vaccine Project, helping some of Brisbane's most vulnerable residents. Some highlights include 3,416 chocolate eggs distributed to provide a sweet surprise for those doing it tough at Easter time, $206,186.82 in ratepayer donations distributed to 33 charities, $100,000 in emergency grants distributed to 7 charities, helping those impacted by the cost of living crisis. Thank you, Brisbane. Find out more at lmct.org.au. You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit Brisbane City Council's website, brisbane.qld.gov.au, or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day.